Members of India's gay and lesbian community say they're crushed by the decision of the country's highest court to uphold a ban on homosexuality. The Indian Supreme Court dismissed an appeal against its judgment last December, which recriminalised gay sex and reimposed a maximum penalty of life imprisonment. South Asia correspondent Michael Edwards reports.
In a stylish apartment in South Delhi, Aditya Advani and his partner Michael play with their twins, a boy and a girl. Aditya grew up in India but left in his 20s. He says the country was then a tough place for homosexual men to live. He thought that had changed when he moved back several years ago. But the Supreme Court's ruling to uphold a colonial-era ban on gay sex has him thinking that the country hasn't progressed at all.
Well, you know, as humans, we always try and stay happy and upbeat, but right now we are extremely disappointed and angered by the Supreme Court judgment and their disregard of our civil rights and their thought that we don't exist, that we are a minuscule minority that can be wished away. And we're not going to be wished away. We are here, we are created by God, and we are going to be who we are. We can't be any different. So it's really actually a moment of anger for us and anguish. And it's really disappointing that our own country is so disrespectful of us.
It was a huge victory for the gay and lesbian community in 2009 when the Delhi High Court ruled as illegal the section of the Indian Constitution that banned gay sex. But activists were taken by surprise last December when the Supreme Court, the country's highest legal body, overturned the ruling. An attempt to get the Supreme Court to reconsider its decision was made by both gay groups and the government, but this was rejected yesterday. Aditya Advani says it sends a terrible message to the rest of the world that India is a backward country.
These rulings are going to have a terrible impact on people's lives. They are going to push them back into the closet. Gay people were finally finding hope after the Delhi High Court judgment 4 years ago, and now we are pushed back into the closet, pushed back into the darkness.
The anti-homosexuality laws are rarely enforced, but sometimes they're used to intimidate and harass gay people, especially those from lower socioeconomic groups. Gay rights groups now have the option of filing a curative petition, which is the last stage of the legal appeal process and is intended to remedy gross miscarriages of justice. But lawyers say the chances of success for such petitions are slim. Despite the setback, though, gay rights groups say they'll continue to fight to have the ban overturned. Anand Grover is a lawyer representing a coalition of gay and lesbian groups.
There's a huge movement which has been built up for the last 10 years. If not now, ultimately we'll win.
The only other path is for Parliament to change the laws. But observers say they see virtually no possibility this will take place before national elections due by May. This is Michael Edwards reporting for The World Today.